Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
I'm a fairly open-minded guy. You can come at me with a bunch of opinions, and I'll listen to you. But this woman here had us so mad. She's married, but she's going to her ex-boyfriend to impregnate her.
Good morning, Jessica.
Hello. How are you this morning?
Doing just great. How are you?
Well, I called yesterday to try to get Dylan to play the new Eminem song for me. But we started talking, and I was telling him about how I'm going through fertility treatments with my husband right now.
Okay.
And I made the comment to him that my husband's not the one getting me pregnant.
Who's getting you pregnant?
My ex-fiancé.
Wow. This is taking an interesting turn. Okay, so let me get this straight. You and your husband have been with each other for how long?
Well, we've been together since last November. We got married in January.
You've been trying to have a child?
Since January.
Okay, so you went to the doctors and they said that that's not possible because of your husband.
Well, both of us. I had infertility problems beforehand, and my husband, brilliant man that he is, did professional bull riding for years and didn't wear a cup.
Oh, how?
And that really had an effect on it?
Oh, yeah.
You're sleeping with this ex-fiancé?
Uh-huh.
I mean, because there's such a thing as, you know, a donor without having to have sex with them.
Well, a couple reasons we're not going that route. One, that costs a lot of money, which we don't really have. And two, we have an open marriage anyway.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, this thing just, it just keeps twisting and turning.
So he's going to raise children that were fathered by your ex-fiancé?
Yes.
Wow.
And my ex-fiancé is, you know, just the donor, not the daddy.
And once that child's born, the ex-fiancé out of the picture.
He'll probably be like uncle.
See, so much of this doesn't make sense.
And your husband's not going to have a problem with that.
No, my ex-fiancé just out of the blue. I mean, we were already, you know, sleeping with each other. Because in truth, my husband understands it, and it's the same with him too. Is we both have different sex drives that the other cannot always meet,
right?
Which is why we have the open relationship, and I swear it saves our marriage.
Okay, what exactly are the terms of the open marriage? So you're allowed to mess around with anybody you want.
Have to ask permission.
Who do you ask the permission of?
Well, like if he wanted to go and sleep with another girl, he has to ask me.
And would you ever say no?
I haven't. He hasn't ever asked. With my ex-husband, I only said no one time, and that was just because I wasn't getting any either. And it really ticked me off that he was going to go give it to some girl up in Virginia and not give any to me.
Wow.
So if the tables were turning, let's say that your husband now could impregnate another woman, but you would have to raise that child, you wouldn't have a problem with that?
No.
Really?
None whatsoever. I mean, we've talked about adoption anyway, and as far as I'm concerned, that'd be no different.
Yeah, but this is a guy that you used to love and had a relationship with.
Well, she's sleeping with him anyway.
And your husband's all right with you sleeping with him, and he doesn't think that you're going to end up falling in love with this guy again.
Oh, see, it was Friday night was when we went down for the quote-unquote insemination.
Yeah.
And I took him with me, and he went to the nudie bar next door.
So he's in a strip joint next door while you're having sex with your ex-fiancé?
And he's telling the strippers about it.
So he can bring a child into this world.
Exactly.
And you're all right with him going out and messing around also?
As long as he tells me first.
As long
or
as...
if he doesn't have a chance to tell me first, as long as he's completely upfront when he's done.
Now, is there a criteria? Do you need to go out and meet this girl, or he just says there's some girl at work that I really want to sleep with? Is that cool?
Pretty much. I mean, my only rule is that there's a difference between having sex and making love, and he can't make love to this girl, whoever she is. It's got to be strict, you know, passionate, wild, hot monkey sex.
So long as he's having great sex, great, mind-blowing sex, but so long as he's not falling in love with her, then you're going to be happy with it.
I believe she called it monkey sex.
Hi, Q100.
Hi.
Hey.
This is Ashley. You know, she's talking about having an open marriage. My parents had an open marriage. When I was 14, I found out.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I caught my dad.
Oh, so how, as the child of a family with an open marriage, how did that affect you?
It affected me bad. I became bulimic.
Oh, really?
You know, it was awful. My parents separated when I was 17. I watched other, people who had open marriages. Same thing happened. It was awful. It's awful for the children. It's awful for the family.
How does it affect your relationship with people now as an adult?
I don't have too trusting of relationships.
I bet. Hey, Jessica, are you listening to Ashley?
Sex is just sex, you know.
Hey, Ashley, thanks for calling, Ashley.
You're welcome.
Morning, Kate.
Hi.
How are you?
I don't want to offend you or anything.
Okay.
But people, like, you should never have children.
Why do you say that?
I mean, just, oh, my God. Your idea of what a committed relationship is and love is obviously this is what you're going to teach your child.
Yeah, how do you teach your child about a committed relationship when you guys are living the lifestyle that you're living?
Well, you know, I love my husband. I will never make love to anyone but my husband. As far as my, you know, child knowing about his father from day one, we will explain to him that, you know, mommy and daddy couldn't have a baby together. So somebody else help mommy make the baby, but your daddy is your daddy.
Oof.
Now, what's going to happen, just out of curiosity, what's going to happen if 10 years the biological father decides that he wants to be a part?
As far as I'm concerned, that's between him and the child.
Oh.
How can that be? How can that be?
If he wants to be a part of the child's life, I think that's fine. But the child will always know that my husband is his or her daddy. You know, he raised her. He's the one who changed her diapers at 2:00 in the morning. And, you know, if my husband could produce children, we would do it that way.
Nicole, you're on with Jessica.
This is absolutely absurd. What is the point in getting married to a person and having those vows and having an open marriage?
Well,
let me ask you this. Is marriage only about sex?
No, it's not only about sex.
There's a lot more to it, isn't there? There's love, there's caring for each other, there's being there for each other.
See, to me, it's one and the same. Once you get married, that sex and love is the same thing. I can't,
agree.
Yeah. Hey, Nicole?
Yeah.
You want to defend Jessica?
I am totally defending her.
Okay.
Here we go.
Let me tell you, all right? If her and her husband have an understanding that they came into a marriage saying, hey, you can do whatever you want to. You come to me and let me know. Then it should be okay. There are a lot of people out there that want to have kids, that can't have kids, but can take care of them, want to love them, okay? There's a lot of people out there. I went to college with a girl who never knew who she was adopted, never knew who her mom was. Over and over and over, over and over, she cried and she had all these problems because she never knew who her real mom was. She only knew who her adopted parents were. So it really screwed her up in the long run, too. Because she went around searching and searching. She finally found this woman, and she had like 6 other kids. She was living on welfare. She had all these other problems. But at least they are going about it the right way, to me, to say, hey, I know who the father is. I know, you know, at least he's somebody who's reputable. I know his, you know, what his background is, you know, to have a sperm donor. And then to actually bring him in as an uncle or somebody who could be into the child's life. You guys, Jeff and Bert, you guys are looking at it in a negative point of view. What
he's like, he's going to be screwed up.
Yeah, I mean, think about all the role differences and the role confusion that's going to be going on with this child.
Oh, my God.
Growing up is confusing enough, and learning about sex, oh, my gosh, that just plays a whole other part. It's going to confuse the child.
If it was just the fact she can't get pregnant, the husband can't get her pregnant, and she needed a sperm donor just 1 or 2 times so that she can get pregnant, but she wants to involve that person, okay, that's fine. But
that's
what we're attacking is they have an open marriage, and they're sleeping with multiple partners along with each other. either.
He didn't. He hadn't been sleeping with a lot of people. She said that he asked her once or twice. I mean, I'm not saying that that's like the best way to
okay.
do it. But look, there's so many guys out here that I meet all the time. They're married. They're secretively having
affairs.
That
doesn't make it right.
They're going out. They're like, hey, I'm married, but hey, you know what? It's okay because, you know, if my wife doesn't find out, yada, yada, yada. It has going to happen. It's going to happen.
See, that is so
I don't think that doesn't justify it. I don't think it's right.
The person that I have slept with was last Florida when I was raped. I am only with the one person, and at this time, my husband hasn't been with anyone because he hasn't found anybody that he feels
so is. The way so you came on here was just that if he asked, then he can sleep around. If you ask, you can sleep
around.
And
this guy, you know, I was sleeping with him anyway, so he's my ex-fiance, and I know he is, so he can be the father of my child, but he's not only just going to be the sperm donor, but he's also fulfilling my sexual needs.
I mean, you were coming on strong.
But I'm only going down there when it's time to get pregnant.
Okay, that's not the way
that's
you
not,
made
that's
it
not the
sound.
Way because,
I explained it improperly. I apologize for that. No, I'm only going down
there.
So, but you'll be able to explain things clearly to your child, I'm sure, but you can't explain it clearly to a radio show.
All right, Jessica, we're going to let you go.
Okay, well, thank you.
The Burt Show.
They had a great first date. She could not wait for the second date. She'd been waiting by the phone. Phone never rings. So she calls him live during the show, find out why there's been no second date. We call it Second Date Update.
Okay, I went to the Velvet Room about two Saturdays ago with my girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
And while we were waiting online, I met this guy, and he was just so cool. He was there with his friends. And we just waited online and talked, and we got into the room and, you know, talked and talked for hours, for like 5 hours.
Wow. What's his name?
That's a long
yeah,
time.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Jerry.
Jerry.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we just hit it off so well. And we wound up at the Waffle House for breakfast. and we talked for a couple more hours. So finally, it was getting close to like 6 in the morning, and he drove me back to my car. It was still parked in Midtown, and we spoke for another half an hour sitting in his car, and it was just, this guy was so great. I just really, really liked him, and we really connected.
So for like 5 or 6 hours, you have like a big-time connection, great chemistry with this guy, even after the Waffle House when you're starting to sober up.
Yeah. Still in the light. He still looked good.
Right. Yeah, if you can look good under Waffle House light, then you can look good under any light.
Right.
It's true. Anyway, I gave him my email address, my phone number. He has all my information, and I still haven't heard from him.
And he obviously gave you all of his information also, but you haven't called him.
No. He didn't give me any of his stuff. He said that he would email me or phone me and give me his information then.
So did you give Jeff just enough pieces to where we could get in touch with this guy?
Jeff said that he could find him.
Okay. So here you got 6 hours spending with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Velvet Room, Midtown, Waffle House, and you have no reason to believe that there's a good reason why he hasn't called you yet for a second date.
I can't imagine why.
How'd the date end? That's always a fun question because that kind of gives us an indication.
Yeah,
we kind of kissed, yeah.
How did it all end? Did he say, I'll call you?
He said, make sure you write down your email address and your phone number.
Okay, the guesses are starting to come in now. Hey, Aaron?
Yeah.
You think you know?
He ain't calling back. I think he got a wife or he got a girlfriend because obviously if he ain't giving her any of his information because he don't want her calling his house.
Any indication there during the date, Robin, that he might be married or have a serious girlfriend?
Not at all.
Not at all. Nothing. All right. You want to get him on the phone?
Sure.
All right. You got him?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Jerry?
Yeah.
Hi, Jerry. This is Bert and Lindsay, Melissa, and Jeff. We're calling from Q100, and we're on the radio right now.
Hey, what's going on?
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Good.
How you guys doing?
Doing good. We have Robin on the phone with us. Robin is the girl that you met over at the Velvet Room a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. Hold on just a sec.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
That's not good.
Still enough.
Hey,
what's
are you alone? Can you talk?
Yeah.
Are you alone, Jerry?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you speak up a little bit then, though? Because we're having a problem with the phone.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. We'll say hi to Robin.
Hey, Robin. What's going on?
Hey. How you doing?
I'm doing great. That was a good time I had.
Yeah, me too. But I never heard from you.
Yeah, I was going to give you a call. I mean, I was just waiting, you know.
It's been a couple of weeks, and she was just kind of wondering.
Yeah, what are you waiting for?
I think there's a 48-hour rule, not a however long 2 weeks is.
Yeah, well, and if you could just speak up a little bit more for us, Jerry.
Okay. Hey. I was just taking my time, you know. I was just waiting, making you want me more.
Okay.
All right, Jerry, what's the real reason?
Come on.
I'm t- telling you, no, it was great. I had a great time. Mm. You're a great girl. I was just...
You waited 2 weeks?
Well, you know, yeah, things get busy, you know. And but you were great, you know.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Jerry?
Yeah?
Are you dating anybody else?
No.
Are you sleeping with anyone else?
No.
Okay.
Here's what I'm wondering here, Jerry.
Yeah.
Is that if things went so great on the date and you were just as excited to see Robin as Robin was to see you, why hold out 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't know. It's just, you know, taking my time. But, you know, Robin, I'm going to call you later. I don't want to do this on the radio. Sorry.
Oh, come on.
You can't do that. Oh,
oh, wait, hello?
He hung up.
Jerry?
I don't believe this. No.
No, he's. I think he's with somebody.
Hey, Aaron, you're on Q100.
Hey, how you doing? I told you, it was another girl somewhere in his life because there's no way a guy that got a good connection with a girl like that ain't gonna give up his number or call her right back.
See, I don't think that it's even a question of he's got a girl somewhere in his life. I think he had a girl somewhere right next to him.
Yep,
right in the bed. That's why he started whispering.
Sure sounded like it, didn't it? Yeah, Robin, and this guy hasn't called you back in 2 weeks. Good morning, Q100.
Hi, I just had to say something to Robin.
Go ahead.
Totally get him out of your mind. Don't think about him again. Write him off. He so has a girlfriend.
Yeah. Well, now we have his phone number, so Robin, if you ever wanted to call, you know, middle of the night, just check in. Yeah, we can help you out.
Get him off. I mean, don't even waste the time. He's so sneaky. So not worth it.
Hey, Robin.
Yes.
Let this guy go.
Okay. I have one question, though.
Yeah, sure.
What's up with his friends? Why were they so okay about him hanging out with me if he's got a girlfriend at home?
Wingman.
Because it's guys.
Yeah, they're wingman. Guys.
Because they're men.
They're just being wingmen.
They never call out one of their buddies.
Hey, want to do something fun?
What?
Let's call him back.
Yeah, I mean,
Jeff's got some up his sleeve.
It'll only take a second.
Let's just do it.
Why are you smiling?
It'll only take a second. Can we call him?
Sure.
It's so hard to meet people at bars. Because when you do, it feels like they're looking for the hookup.
This is the same number you used before?
Uh-huh.
Don't call me again, bitch!
Whoa.
Oh, so I guess that answers that question.
What was that about?
I don't know.
Well, how did that happen? Like,
because I called back after we talked to him to see if he would go back on the air with us. And
right.
she answered. So I started talking to her. And she didn't want to talk.
So she was calling you a bitch?
I don't know.
I guess because she realized that he was talking to another woman on the air.
Oh, man.
So, Robin, I guess that answers the question.
That's guess great. So.
I think Jerry's not a single man.
All right. I think you pretty much got your answer, right?
Let's just cut our losses here.
All right, Robin, you pretty much got your answer, right?
Yep.
All right.
Okay.
We'll talk to you later.
Okay, thanks.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So it's been a long time since we talked to Miss Peach. It's been a really long time. And the last time we talked to her, Jay Moore was in studio. Miss Peach called up, told him she was a huge fan, and he was so touched by her story that he helped her out a huge way.
Yeah, he said he was going to pay for all of her home health care, which was well over $10,000 a month. He was going to pay for all this until she, unfortunately, passed away because she, at that time, we thought, was terminally ill.
So let's get Peach on and get an update, find out what's been going on with her.
Hello?
Hey, Peachy.
Hey, darling.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Slept real good last night.
Good. It's been a long time since we talked to you. In fact, the first time we talked to you was how long ago? Like a year and a half?
About that.
About a year and a half.
Yeah.
And at that time, the doctors had told you, because of the lupus and the cirrhosis of the liver, that they had only given you how long to live at that point?
6 months.
6 months.
Uh-huh.
So that's when we started talking to Peach, and that's when Jay Moore got into the equation.
Right.
And paid for the home care for you also.
Right.
What you got going on over there? Some.
Hold on a minute. Yeah, right. They're weed eating out here. Hold
okay.
on.
All right.
Okay. Is this better?
You good?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Okay.
All right, so what happened with Jay Moore? Did he end up paying for...
9 months' worth.
9 months' worth of home care.
Right.
And he picked up the bill on everything.
Totally.
Totally cool.
Yes, very sweet man. Still email him about once or twice a month and get emails from him.
So you guys are still in contact with
right.
each other. Very, very cool for
yeah.
him to do that.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I think he probably helped to save my life.
Yeah, at what point did you have to call him, or did he just finally go, you know what, things are going to be okay here?
Well, when I came off of hospice, you know, hospice is an organization that takes care of terminally ill people, and once they decided that I had outlived hospice, then he thought, well, maybe she's going to be okay, and we talked about it, and we decided that I didn't need his assistance anymore.
And it's like, I don't know much about hospice, but it's very rare to outlive hospice,
it's
right?
It's extremely rare to outlive hospice.
So what do you think? I mean, we're talking about a year and a half ago,
mm-hmm.
and they only give you a year to live.
6 months.
6 months to live.
Right.
And you've proved them all wrong. So, I mean, what do you point to?
Can you spell miracle?
Yeah.
That I really think that is just miraculous. I think a lot of it had to do with... a chance to heal, and that's what Jay gave me the opportunity to do by having people there to help me. It gave me a chance to heal some. It gave me a chance to regroup, to heal my body some, because I was having to push myself so hard to take care of myself, to take care of things around the house. I didn't have to worry anymore because I knew things were going to be taken care of. And to, you know, worry and negative feelings like that have so much to do with recovery, I think. And being able not to have to worry whether or not I was going to get a bath, not to have to worry whether my skin was going to break down, not to have to worry about whether the groceries were going to get bought that week or not, not to have to worry whether or not I was going to have to sit there all day and get a drink of water. I think that made a big difference for me.
So, like, what are the doctors saying now? Like, this isn't the kind of thing that goes into remission or anything, right?
Yeah, I don't know, because I'm not seeing a doctor anymore.
You're not seeing doctors at all?
No.
Like, when's the last time you went to go see a doctor?
Probably 8 months ago. I'm not taking any medication except for my mental illness. And that's it.
And you don't feel bad?
No, not at all. I feel absolutely wonderful. I'm driving again. I can take care of myself. I go shopping for myself. I bathe myself. I do the cooking, cleaning, everything. And I'm grateful for it every day of my life.
I mean,
every breath I take, I'm so grateful to everybody and everything that has happened for me, positive.
So do you think this thing is still festering inside of your body, or do you think that, I mean, it's gone completely? Like, if you walked into a doctor's office, like, what would they say? Because this, I mean, what you're talking about really is, it's unbelievable. It's a miracle.
Yeah, I think it's a miracle. I don't know, and I don't really care. I mean, I could wake up tomorrow and be just as sick as I was a year and a half ago, and that's okay. You know, that's what my fate in life is. and if it happens, then I'll deal with it when it happens. But today I'm healthy and I'm happy, and that's all that matters to me.
Okay, now I got to be honest. They're going to be like cynics, you know, and they're going to go, okay, I don't believe in miracles. This can't be. So what do you say to people that go, okay, no, this doesn't sound right?
So look at me. Look at me. And people that knew me a year and a half ago and know me today, they, you know, they see me every day, like my mom and my sister and my friends that knew me a year and a half ago, that saw me having seizures a year and a half ago, that saw me in a wheelchair. I mean, you saw me in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
You know I couldn't walk, you know, without more than 10 feet without getting so short of breath I couldn't move. You know how I was a year and a half ago, Bert. You know. You saw me.
I did.
And now today, I can move. I walk a mile every day. Every day.
See, I'm one of these guys that wants to believe, like, in faith and miracles and stuff like that. But there's another part of me that just always wants to see, like, scientific proof.
You know what? I don't care if it's earwax that caused it. I don't care.
Right.
I don't care.
Sure.
It happened. And it's happening today. And today is all I have. That's what, you know, I really believe that. I live my life on that premise. All I have is today. And you know how I believe that. You know, we've talked about this many, many times. Today is all I have.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I have today. If tomorrow I get up and I'm sick, then I'll deal with that tomorrow. But today is what I have.
When is the last time that you really felt like you couldn't get out of bed?
Oh, it must have been back in... Well, I had a heart attack in September of last year, and some mini strokes. They're called transischemic attacks. I had 9 transischemic attacks and a myocardial infarction back in September of last year. And I was sick for about a month after that. And then after that, I don't know what happened. It just something clicked, and I started gradually getting better and better and better. I think what happened, too, the doctor told me again that I had 6 months left to live, and I got angry with him. And I told him, I said, don't you ever say that to me again. I will tell you when I'm going to die. I'm tired of y'all 6 months left to live in me, and I don't want to hear it anymore. I think I just got angry.
And you think your mind just told your body, look, I'm not going to be sick anymore.
Right. I think that had a lot to do with it.
What do you say? Like, what kind of advice do you give to people that, I mean, are in a situation now where their body's just given up on them?
Well, you know, I think part of it, a lot of it has to do with your mental status. I think that my illness had engulfed me emotionally and mentally to the point that's all that I was living my illness instead of living my life. And I had to quit doing that. I had to start living my life. And I think once I started living my life, too, my emotions and my mental status changed, and I started feeling better and doing better, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think that had a lot to do with it. My mental outlook on life changed. And I'm not saying that, you know, if you're in stage 4 cancer that you're going to be able to get up and turn flips, because you can't. But I think living the very best that you can live every single day is the best that you can do.
Well, I know you're an inspiration to a whole bunch of people. I know that.
Well, you know, I'm not a hero by any chance, any stretch of the imagination. I'm a human being, and I just do the best I can do. When I wake up in the morning, I say, please help me through this day. And when I go to bed at night, I say, thank you for giving me this day. And that's what I do. And that's the only thing I can do, because all I have is today. This is it. Yeah.
Well, Peach, I'll tell you that we had, when we said that we were going to do this update show, we got more people asking about you than anything else. So you've touched a lot of people.
Well, everybody helped me too, you know, because there were so many prayers and so many positive thoughts and everybody pulling together in Atlanta and the surrounding area that pushed for me to get better, because nobody wanted to see me go.
Including yourself.
Including myself. And I think that really helps, too, because, you know, there's a lot to be said for positive energy in the universe. There's a lot to be said for that. And I know there were a lot of people out there that prayed and sent positive thoughts and lit candles and everything for me. And I'm so grateful for that. You know, I really am.
Peachy, it's awesome talking to you again.
Well, you know, I never miss a a show.
I know that. We can count on that.
I always listen. It may not be for as long as I used to could, but I still listen at least an hour every morning to you guys.
Well, it's a good thing that you're not listening as much, because that means you're out of bed.
Yeah, I am definitely out of bed every morning, 6 o'clock. Every morning, 6 o'clock, I hit the floor. And I'm usually up till 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. So I'm doing good.
Well, it's good talking to you.
It's good talking to y'all. And tell everybody I said hi and that I love them all.
I will do that.
Okay.
Okay, Peachy.
All right, you take care.
Talk to you later.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, The Bird Show.
I'm going to warn you women right now, you are going to hate this guy. You're just going to hate him. He takes playing to a completely different level. He's got a wife here. He's got a girlfriend there. They're both in the same place. They don't even know it. This guy's a freak.
This guy called, actually sent an email originally, and he said that he, you know, it's so easy to have relationships like that because women are, using his word, stupid, and that women will try to believe the dream, you know, that everything is great and glorious, and as long as the women don't find out about each other, and if that's partially them putting on blinders and partially the guy being careful, then it's fine. And he sent us this email. Well, Tracy called him up based on the email and spent about 15 minutes talking to him and convincing him that it would indeed be a public service for him to come on the radio and explain how he has a wife and a child in Boston, a girlfriend in New York City, a girlfriend in Atlanta, and how he took them all to Puerto Rico on vacation in 3 separate hotels.
What are we calling this guy?
He's going by the name of Dave.
Dave. Wow. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Bert.
Man. You must be tired, dude. You must be really tired.
You need a hobby, you know?
I guess so. All right, explain this to us again now. You have a wife here in Atlanta.
No. My girlfriend's in Atlanta.
Okay, girlfriend's in Atlanta.
Wife and son in Boston. That's where I grew up. And then I got a girl in New York City.
And none of them know about each other?
No, sir. Nope.
And I guess it's easier to do when you have them all living in different cities.
Oh, big time. You control what they know, what information they have access to. So I have a cell phone in each city, you know what I'm saying? My apartment that my company has for me and has an unlisted number, so that's not given out. I have a separate email account, so I come and go, and then as far as they know, I'm the man.
Now, how much time do you spend with each person, especially your wife?
Not enough, but I'm on the road in sales, so I'll be in town now for about another 3-4 weeks. I'll be here in Atlanta.
And no remorse, you don't have no feelings of disloyalty to the family, nothing?
Well, they're very happy. They're provided for. I mean, I'm on the road a lot, so I don't get to hang out with them as much as I like, but I don't see how I'm doing a bad thing.
Now, when
you're married.
Yeah, you have an affair. So,
That stupid vow thing that you took, you know?
Right.
That infidelity thing that's going on.
Would you say that FDR was a good president?
I don't know anything about the dude's history.
FDR saved us from the Great Depression and beat the Nazis in World War II. He was sleeping around.
So you're in sales.
You sure are.
Yes, ma'am.
Now,
but that's not necessarily a compliment.
No, I just have a question. So you're in Atlanta for 3 or 4 weeks,
right?
And obviously, you know, making your sales calls or whatnot, and you have a girlfriend in Atlanta that you spend your time with here.
Yes, I do.
In the course of that 3 to 4 weeks, do you ever take a weekend? Like, will you ever see your girlfriend like on a Friday, and then get on a plane, go up to Boston for the weekend, so you spend some time with your wife and kid? See your wife on the same day, hang out the weekend, and then on Sunday or Monday, whatever day you come back, see your girlfriend. Like, you'll obviously see your wife like Monday morning and then see your girlfriend again Monday afternoon. And I hope you know what I mean by seeing them.
I do. That won't happen this time, but similar things like that have happened, yes.
So
you mentioned the Puerto Rico vacation.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't all at the same time. I told each people that I had a week of business conventions in Puerto Rico, and then the next week, or the prior week, depending on when they came, let's hang out. And so I flew them down one after the other. So I was in Puerto Rico for 3 weeks straight, but each week was with a different woman, you understand?
So there has never been a time where you were intimate with your wife and another one of your girlfriends in the same day or same week?
No. Yeah, that's what happened.
That does happen.
How often do you call your wife? I mean, because if you're saying you're living in Atlanta for 4 weeks at a time,
yeah,
she must be very frustrated with that. So how often do you talk to her?
Oh, I call her once a day.
And she has no idea. Have you ever been close to slipping up?
Nicknames are key. Like pet names.
Yeah. So you give them all the same pet name?
They all have the same pet name so you don't slip up?
Well, no, that's the thing. You can't fix on one, so you're always rotating it. So that way you're, like, creative and, playful.
So everybody's, like, sweetheart, baby, and lover.
Sure.
So you never really use names?
In writing, I do.
Unreal.
Yeah.
Are you open to taking some calls? I mean, I'll tell you now, this isn't going to be pretty, but you weren't even going to come on the radio with us.
We got it before, because people are going to want to give feedback on this. Real quick, what is your, when we were talking, you explained that, explain what all women want to believe. And how that makes your...
They want a knight in shining armor. They want to be swept off their feet. You know, romance novels are like 50 million were sold last year. Everybody wants to buy into this thing. And so if you tell them what they want to hear, then you're in. That's it.
So it's just all one big... It's all one big game. Just one big costume. It's just... I mean,
it's not a game. I have genuine feelings for these women.
But none of your life is real.
No, you don't.
None of your life, you're living a complete lie with three different women and to yourself.
You have no respect.
It's not a complete lie.
Sure it is.
You have
just my aspect of my time with them.
You have no respect for any of these women, so how can you have real feelings for them?
Well, because they're attractive, they're fun, they treat me nice.
Oh, please.
Okay, we get it.
Hi, Shonda, you're on
Q100. Hi, I just want to ask him... This guy, if it's not such a bad thing he's doing, or he doesn't feel like it is, then why don't you just tell him?
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, it's not a big deal, right? That's what you said. I mean, you're not doing anything wrong, so why not just tell your wife what's going on?
Well, the laws in the state of Massachusetts would take half my stuff. She would probably leave, and I like most of my stuff, so.
Now,
what she doesn't know isn't hurting her, so why hurt her?
What do you sell? I'm just wondering. I'm just curious what you sell.
What's that?
What do you sell for a living? You said you're a salesman, right?
Yeah, I'd rather not get into it.
Now, let me ask you this, Dave. Let's say your wife, because, people marry similar people,
right,
has the same philosophy as Dave.
Mm-hmm.
And right now she's on some, Boston radio station telling, the Boston Morning Show that her, fake name is Sarah.
Right.
And she's got a husband who travels all the time, a boyfriend who comes over and cleans the pool, and another boyfriend who fixes the air conditioner once a month. Would that bother you? Because according to your theory,
right,
what people don't know don't hurt them.
That's true. There's no way that would ever happen.
Oh,
How do you know?
Listen, that's what she's saying.
Yeah, you're gone for four weeks at a time. How do you know that it's not happening?
Yeah, this radio station in Boston is asking her right now, what if he went to Puerto Rico, all right, and you were there
like,
and two
no
girlfriends?
No way. We grew up together. We met in high school. That's it. But then once I started working and I traveled and I left town, then I started meeting people. I was like, oh, there's more out there.
Yeah, but how do you know she's not doing it?
Because I know her.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And she's very happy.
Okay, because you're the man.
I treat them, I give them what they want. So if I'm giving them what they want, then how am I the bad guy?
Is this the values you're going to teach your son? Is this when your son comes up to you and asks for advice? Are you going to sit him down and tell him exactly what you did and this is how you live your life?
Well, and he's only two, so.
Eventually he's going to come.
14 years, yeah. I probably wouldn't be able to pull this off.
But are you going to tell him? Are you going to tell him this is the way to live life?
Live for the moment. Yeah. Be happy.
Anybody can be a father. Go ahead.
No, I was going to ask the same thing Melissa just did.
I don't know. Morning, Q100.
This is my thing for him.
Uh oh.
Hello.
Here we go.
Let's go.
Number one. You're a piece of crap. You don't deserve any woman in this world. And let me tell you, little man, you deserve to die if that's the way you feel.
Whoa.
Wow.
Well, I guess she knows how she feels.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know what? I was married for 4 years.
Okay.
My husband cheated on me.
Okay.
And I didn't know. Great. I didn't know.
How long was he cheating?
Maybe 3 years out of the whole time we were married.
Wow. How'd you catch him?
How'd I catch him?
Oh, don't tell him.
Don't say it because he's taking notes. Don't say it.
Do not tell him.
Do not tell him.
Okay, it's none of your business how I caught him. Just know this.
Okay.
You will get caught.
Right.
And when she gets caught, I hope the hell she takes you for everything that you are.
Hey,
okay,
Kim, just a question. Out of curiosity, did the guy ever take you to Puerto Rico? And would that have made things easier?
You know what?
Thank you,
it
Jessica.
Doesn't matter where you take these girls. It doesn't
Puerto Rico
matter
is very
what
nice.
You do for them. I don't care how nice it is. It does not matter. You have to know things.
You know what? Somebody once told me that, you know, if you're married and you have kids and you're messing around on your kids, do this little exercise. The next time that you have your girlfriend
right.
and you're in bed with her,
right.
picture your son, your two-year-old son,
right.
on the foot of the bed looking up at daddy and the other woman.
I'm going to choose not to do that.
I'm
but...
sure. Hi, Q100.
Hi. I just have one point for Dave. He is the reason why all of the women all over the world will not or cannot commit to somebody because of these fools who are out there lying to them every single day.
Now, let me ask you this question, because Dave here says that this is not about a man. What he says, this is about a woman wanting to believe.
No. Yeah, wanting to believe, but they want it to be the truth. They don't want to date someone who's out there just to tell them what they want to hear. I mean, the whole package is about someone who can give them everything and want that person to be the only person in their life. I mean, that's what monogamy is all about.
Yeah, but here's the thing. We created the idea of monogamy. We're all fundamentally animals. There's no monogamy in animals.
No, but when you get married, that's what creates monogamy.
Because I'm a man and I've got to do this.
I've always loved this argument. It's not
all
in our nature.
All I hope for, Dave, and I'm not, you know, you obviously...
You're not going to wish me to die, are you?
No. Obviously, you live your life the way you want to live your life, but I hope, and I'm sorry if this happens, but I hope your girlfriend, by chance, is listening and hears your voice and hears this whole story.
There's no chance of that happening. She's driving on her way.
You never, ever know. So just remember that.
Yeah, stranger things have happened on this show.
Yeah, did you
no, she doesn't. She's driving to work. She listens to audio tapes when she drives, Power Positive Thinking. And worst comes to worst, I'm not going to be alone. I got two other women.
What about your kid?
He's a good man.
He takes after somebody else.
Right, you're a fantastic role model, Dave. Fantastic. I hope he grows up just like you. Bye-bye.
The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.